Well, the Pentagon chief has warned Afghanistan against what he termed as foot-dragging on the bilateral security agreement with the U.S. Chuck Hagel says the Afghan president is deferring risks leaving Washington. No time to plan its post-combat mission there. The U.S. defense secretary admitted, however, that Hamid Karzai was the elected president of a sovereign nation, and Washington's ability to influence the decisions he makes is limited. U.S.-led forces are due to withdraw from Afghanistan by December 2014, but the security agreement under negotiation would allow for a contingent of American troops to remain on the ground. Washington wants its soldiers to enjoy immunity from Afghan law under the deal. However, Karzai has adamantly refused that condition, saying his successor should make the final decision after the presidential election on April the 5th. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Uwais Arshad, who is the editor of Muftah.org, the Afghanistan page, who is joining us live now from Toronto, Ontario, in Canada. Uwais, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, should we see this as just posturing by the Afghan president, or are real issues, do you think, being spoken about here?
Bilateral security agreement is, in many respects, an infringement on Afghan sovereignty. So Karzai's demands in this regard aren't particularly unreasonable. What should also be remembered is that Karzai has a rather antagonistic relationship with the U.S. The former Defense Secretary Robert Gates' memoirs recently came out, and they actually categorically talk about how Richard Holbrooke tried to engineer, so to speak, Karzai's exit in the 2009 election. So there's a lot of mistrust between the two sides. So there's the actual political angle as well as the personal problem between Karzai and the U.S. in this particular.
And of course, I would imagine a big part to play in this is, of course, by the Afghan people themselves. Do you think that they would ever even accept the terms and conditions of the bilateral security agreement?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, aside from the immunity question, the fact is that there's been a series of, a history of night raids being conducted in Afghanistan by special forces, which is completely a clandestine operation. The American journalist Jeremy Scahill has, extensively reported on this, and, his documentary by the name of Dirty Wars, which is sort of making the rounds these days, outlining how there's a complete sort of off-the-books operation going on in Afghanistan, not to mention the fact that, the entire drone war being waged against Pakistan is being carried out from Afghanistan. So there's this entire parallel war being waged, which, of course, affects everyone in Afghanistan, especially the Soviets.
And how do you think that the neighboring countries will affect all of this? Iran, Pakistan, India, a lot of these countries are very concerned about what happens in Afghanistan going forward.
Well, interestingly enough, I mean, this is America's longest-running war in terms of, duration. And the Washington Post recently came out with an estimate called the National Intelligence Estimate, which takes input from the 16 intelligence agencies within the United States. And their sort of predictions with respect to Afghanistan are very bleak indeed. They believe that even if the DSA was signed, by 2017, large parts of Afghanistan are going to revert to a form of warlordism, such that the Taliban are going to be resurgent, as well as different factions, which are currently being barely held at bay.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Uwais Arshad speaking to us live from Toronto.